welcome to a very special episode of Coffin Cast. My name is Kristen. What the heck, man? It's a Thursday. Why do we have a mini episode? I'll tell you why we have a mini episode. We have a mini episode because I am working my way to 1,000 listens. Why 1,000 listens? Why is that important? It's not. It's an arbitrary number. But if I get those 1,000 listens, I'm going to be getting a tattoo. A coffin tattoo on my ankle. For you. For me. I explained in my last episode why I was going to do it, the reasoning behind it, because, you know, if it doesn't mean anything, then what's the point? But it's a reminder to myself not to doubt my abilities anymore. As I've said, I expected no one to listen to this, but here we are. When I started this little bet with you guys and with myself, I was at 540 listens. As of right now, I'm at 764. That's less than a week. That's intense. And it is all because of you guys, the listeners, my friends on Twitter, my friends on Instagram, my friends on Facebook. All of you guys have done this, and I'm emotionally overwhelmed with thanks from that. So part of my reason for doing the mini episode is to get those listens, and another part is to thank you for at least getting me this far. Even if I fall short, I am so humbled and so appreciative of you guys listening to me talk about weird shit. It means so much to me that you listen to me talk about weird shit. I'm gonna cry as I'm talking about this. No, I seriously appreciate it. And so many of you have retweeted my main post. So many of you have given me words of encouragement, cheered me on, and I'm just, you guys don't know what that means to me, so here I go with the waterworks. Thank you. I mean it. Truly from the bottom of my heart, thank you. It's been a rough week for me personally. I have some stuff going on in my personal life, and here I go. Knowing that I have people out there that are rooting for me for whatever reason, it means a lot. And thank you so much for that. I sincerely mean it. So, what are we going to do this mini episode? Well, we are sticking with the theme of the month, Dark Side of Hollywood. I have not come up with a good clever name for it. I said, what was it I said? I said horror-ray for Hollywood. I that wasn't good. So we're not going with that. We're just gonna, until I come up with something better, it's the Dark Side of Hollywood. So this little mini episode, I am doing a little bit of a story on a movie called River's Edge. Some of you may have heard of it. A lot of you probably haven't, so I'm going to talk about the movie itself, but this is Coffin Cast. We don't just talk about movies. We talk about the dark stories behind them, and believe me, River's Edge has one of the darkest stories I've ever heard, and it still haunts me from the first time I saw it to today. So let me share with you a little bit about River's Edge. Let's dive in to the River's Edge, boys and girls. That was corny, I apologize. Anyway, let's get into the story. River's Edge is not a very popular movie today. When it came out, it was very controversial. I hope I'm saying that word right. It sparked a lot of conversation between people, like, you know, how accurate is this? Is this how teens are these days? That sort of thing. It was released in 1980, I believe it was 86. Yeah, I'll say 1986. It was either 86 or 87, but we're going to go with 86 because the look of the movie screams 86 for some reason, because I was 4 then, and I remember, I guess. I don't know. Either way, one of the most important parts of this movie is that it stars what was then an unknown actor. He didn't even have representation when he came into audition. That actor is now, I think we can freely admit, America's sweetheart, Keanu Reeves. It was his first movie. And there were other 80s hotties of the day, like Ione Skye and Crispin Glover. And then there was also Dennis Hopper, at his Dennis Hopper best, played a maniac drug dealer who was in love with a sex doll, you know, as one typically is. The premise is basically, John is this big hulking guy. There's a guy, here we go, let's do this right this time. The school, I'd say he's a school bully kind of guy. He's a big guy named John, played by Daniel Roebuck. You would know him from various things. When you see his face, you'll know who he is. He murders his girlfriend, Jamie, and kind of leaves her body almost in plain sight. Naked body, not even caring. The actress who played Jamie was Dani Dietz, and I just want to say, holy cow, this girl was a pro. She deserves so much recognition for this. She had to lay naked in the cold for hours at a time with weird contacts in, body paint on. How many actresses would A, be comfortable enough to do that? B, how many of them could actually lay completely still and look like a corpse? I don't know. Most movies now would like use some kind of dummy or something, or mannequin or something. This was an actual actress that had to do this, and gosh, she deserves a freaking Oscar for that. I'm just saying. Back to the story. John leaves her body and goes back to school and tells all his friends that he has killed Jamie. None of them believe him because, you know, who would? They think he's playing a prank. And then he takes them to the body. The group of friends kind of splits at that point, from the friends that want to protect John to the friends that are just kind of, holy cow, what the hell did you do? The faction that wants to protect John is led by Crispin Glover. He wants to get him to Portland. He's threatening people, like, you better not tell the police, because if you do, John will do this to you too, and your body will end up here with her. And Crispin and John dispose of the body by throwing her in the river. So the other friends, Keanu Reeves and Ione Skye, are both kind of in shock. Ione Skye was her best friend. They don't know what to do. I think a day later, Keanu calls the police and tells them, and they bring him in, and he actually ends up being suspected of the crime. So with that, I'm going to stop there. Reason being, I want you to watch this movie. I want you to experience this movie without me ruining it for you. I'd like to talk to you about this movie. I want to interact with you about this movie. So it can be found on, sometimes it's on Netflix and sometimes it's on Amazon Prime for free. I mean, assuming you pay the monthly fee, of course. As of right now, it is unfortunately not. As of this date, it is on Prime for $3.99, and it's on iTunes for $3.99. So that's less than $4 to rent. Not too bad. If you can swing it, do so. Get back to me. Get in my DMs. Let's talk. As far as the movie goes, it's a really good movie. There's a lot to the movie that I'm not going over, like I said, and even though Crispin Glover is doing his best Crispin Glover impression, I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. It haunts me. Like, I will sometimes think about this movie and I'll just go, ooh, full body shudder. Highly recommend it. Now, that being said, that's not where this episode ends. Oh no. You're a coffin cast. You're a cough fan. You know how this goes. So the story that it's based on is way more disturbing. And the fact that it's real kind of makes you wonder what the fuck was going on with teenagers in the 80s. Let's unpack that. First, I'm going to do a quick little break because I have to, because, you know, I got to tell you about Anchor. And then we'll get back and talk about the story of Marcy Renee Conrad. So if you want to hear something kind of funny and kind of behind the scenes, I just went through this whole segment. I thought it was going so well. I got to the end. I went to stop the recording. I had basically just been talking to myself for, I think it was like about 5 minutes, and I hadn't been recording it. I am so disappointed in myself right now. I took some Aleve PM because I need to sleep. It's been a terrible day for me, not gonna lie. And I paused. I don't know what happened. I just kind of zoned out. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into this story. The story of Marcy Renee Conrad. She was born February 5th, 1967. She was just 14 years old when her half-naked body was found in a tree-lined ravine on November 5th, 1981. In Milpitas, California, just outside of San Jose. She had been murdered 2 days prior. Suffice it to say, this is not a new story. This is a story old as time. 14-year-old girl, half naked, raped and murdered, body dumped. So what made this case different? Likely wasn't the fact that her boyfriend did it. Her boyfriend was Anthony Jacques Brassard, who was 16 years old. He had at least 100 pounds on her. He was a foot taller than her. He was a big dude. She was a small girl. Jacques, he went by his middle name, just FYI, had problems since finding his mom dead in the shower as a young boy. When he finally was arrested, he didn't deny that he did this. He said he was on LSD at the time. Marcy had a tendency to mouth off, and she made a joke about his mom, and he snapped and raped her and then strangled her. So, like I said, this is not a new story. What makes this story worthy of making a movie over? So, after everything transpired and he dumped the body, Jacques went to an arcade, as one does, and told all his friends what he had done. He's like, I just murdered Marcy. They're like, yeah, right, no you didn't. And he's like, yeah, I did, I can prove it, you want to go see the body? And they're like, yeah, sure, I don't know why I'm talking like that, I'm sorry. So, they go, sorry, I'm holding my earbuds, I'm giving you too much behind the scenes stuff, I'm sure you don't care about this, but my fingers are getting numb because I'm having to hold my earbud mic in a weird angle so that way it doesn't crackle or hit my shirt or anything like that. So, let's continue. So yeah, they didn't believe him. They thought, there's no way that he's doing this. He's just trying to prank us or scare us. So they drive to the ravine. He shows them the body. They still think it's a joke. They think it's a mannequin. One of them pokes the body with a stick. Oh shit, that's Marcy. What do? They bring more kids to look at the body. Those kids did the same test, poke the body with a stick. What do? Bring more kids. At least 10 kids saw this body and did nothing for 2 days. One kid brought his 8-year-old brother. A girl stole a patch off of Marcy's jacket, jacket was on her body, and she stole a patch off of it. So, two of them got a little bit of a pang of conscience and called the police. When asked why they didn't say anything, the answers ranged from one kid being worried about getting in trouble, while another said, quote, Jacques is my partner in crime. He's gone wacko and needs help, but I wouldn't narc on him. great. A lot of the kids were worried that the crime would be blamed on them or they'd get arrested for being there. Some of them just kind of went into shock and it didn't register what happened. One kid said that he was in history class and had a vision of Marcy's corpse and he didn't realize what happened until that moment. Broussard was arrested and sentenced to life in prison, and he's still there to this day. He's alive. He's still kicking. He's been denied parole several times due to the harsh nature and his indifference to it. So he's still serving out his sentence in Soledad, California. So in Milpitas, the film drew a lot of controversy. It was not welcome there, mainly because this only happened 5 years. I mean, the movie only was released 5 years after this happened, so it was a sensitive topic. It was still a fresh wound. But outside of Milpitas, critics gave it pretty rave reviews. Roger Ebert gave it a thumbs up, so you know it had to have been good. I'm giving it a thumbs up, so I have poor taste, but either way, I would like for you to tell me what you think. So if you can go see the movie, like I said, it's on Amazon or iTunes for $3.99. If you're listening to this later, it may be on Netflix if you have a Netflix subscription, or it may be on Hulu if you have a subscription. It might be on Prime. I forgot where I watched it. It was either Netflix or Hulu, I want to say, and then I watched it again on Prime. So sometimes you can get it with those subscriptions. So if you can, watch it. Talk to me about it. I would love to hear your opinions. So I hope you enjoyed this little mini episode, just a bonus. I appreciate that each and every one of you have taken the time to listen, and I look forward to continuing on this dark and winding road together. I'm really close to that 1,000 listens, and I feel like we can definitely get there before Saturday night. So if you can help me by retweeting my link tree, telling your friends, telling your enemies, and listening to episodes maybe you haven't thought of to listen to before. Some of them have some really good information. I don't have a lot of listens on my putting the fun in funerals. I don't know. It's one of those. I highly suggest that one because death is the one thing we all have in common. We're all gonna go through it someday. That particular episode can give you some advice on different types of funerals that you may not have thought of. My Sea of Trees episode has very few listens. It's about the suicide forest in Japan, the base of Mount Fuji. You know, take a listen to some of those if you haven't heard them before. But definitely, you know, retweet my stuff. Retweet my thing about the tattoo if you can. Let's get this done. I think we can do it. And we can do it together. So let's get there. In the meantime, as I always say, because this is no different, this is just a mini episode, but we still need to say it, life is but a dream walking, and death is going home. I will see you Monday morning for our regularly scheduled episode. The next episode is going to be on the movie Freaks from 1932, so it's also going to include some of the backstories on some of the actors in the film. So watch the movie ahead of time if you've got the time to, and let's talk about it too. But either way, you have a great week and a great weekend, and I will see you Monday.